Welcome to the Insurance Huddle, hosted by me, Dr. John Wales. This is the place to be for insurance brokers, agents, and agencies, where we break down topics important to the insurance community with insights from industry experts. Welcome to the Insurance Huddle, the place to be for insurance brokers, agents, and agencies, where we break down the topics important to the insurance community with insights from industry experts. Today's expert duo has been helping agents since 1997 and now has a team of over 65 specialists, assisting over 20,000 insurance professionals in their compliance needs. This talented team also produces a weekly podcast to share their advanced knowledge and innovative compliance solutions with the entire insurance industry. They are joining us today to help us improve our agencies by sharing their knowledge of insurance agency compliance, their story of how they started and have been maintaining a multi-million dollar business for over two decades, and will give us some valuable advice on leadership and professional development. I would like to welcome to the huddle the owners of Insurance Licensing Services of America and the highly popular podcast, Spot On Insurance. Welcome to the huddle, Arlene and Ted Tavares.
Woo, I'm excited.
That intro is awesome.
That must be the best intro we've ever had. We're ready to go, man. Got us fired up.
Fired up.
I'll tell you what, the intro is only as good as the guests are.
Well, let's see if we can bring it.
You have a lot of experience in insurance agency compliance, and that is such a broad topic. And it's also one that every agency is struggling with. Compliance is a big issue now. We're seeing a lot of compliance complaints being filed from state to state. So What advice can you give to help us avoid that?
Well, first of all, the only reason that we have a lot of experience is that we've been doing it for quite a long time. So we're old already. And our people have been with us for many, many years. We have a lot of team members that have been there even up to 20 years. So that expertise that you get in regulatory compliance, it just doesn't happen overnight.
What's the advice I have? Outsource. I give you my number at the end of this. And I am very serious. I was licensed in 50 states at one point because we were doing some bonds and some other stuff that we were doing from the office.
Licensing bonds.
And I was always being annoyed by my people going, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do the other thing, sign here. And they were doing basically the work, and it was still like a chore to keep up with. And I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, these agents out there, they have to deal with this all the time. And do their job. What we say is we allow you to do your business without worrying about regulatory compliance. And the thing about regulatory compliance is it's so full of traps and holes. There's so many things that you are supposed to know. And our people say who are doing licensing and surplus lines tax filings and other things are saying, I don't know how they would know because there's so much information that's not always available.
But to piggyback on what Ted says, outsource and normally we don't push so much because we feel like, you know, lots of agencies find us, they need us, they come to us, and, you know, it's kept us in business for so long. But when you think about outsourcing, you don't have to outsource everything. You can just have a service provider that you've already had a chat with, you've have a service agreement with them, and you might only use them for heavy volume times, right? Like you have a team that's taking care of everything, but let's say you do an acquisition, you need to withdraw from several states. Well, now you have a partner out there that can handle those things that maybe your team members don't know inside out.
You know, one thing about Arlene, when we first started, she was working for Minette, she was doing all the licensing and regulatory compliance for them. And when we decided to go solo and start our own business, it was with the idea of what can we do that would really, really serve the agents and agencies out there? Because she was having a hard time. She was outsourcing and there was things wrong and there were problems and issues. And she said to me, automate, automate, automate. That would be the number one, because everything is so archaic right now, the way the departments of insurance and stuff, all the and the states are working, they're so behind that we would need to really get in front of that before we can go out there and really serve the community. But one of the things we wanted to do was not serve them in like licensing. That was one service. What we wanted to do was come out And I said, how about we develop a one-stop shop, a place where a new agency can come in, they can sign in for one license, two licenses, and they can grow with us if they need any of the other services.
So it's just not licensing, right? You're just not dealing with the departments of insurance. You're dealing with the Secretary of State. You're dealing with the departments of revenue. You have agency contracts with the carriers. You need appointments. So all of these things were not being fulfilled in a one-stop shop. And so we were like, it's so convoluted. It's so convoluted. It's so piecemealed. We have to make it streamlined. We have to automate it. And one of the things that we did was we were able to automate our systems, our internal systems, so that we could capture our clients' information and quickly be able to populate the forms that we needed. And yes, at that time when we first started, yes, the states weren't prepared to receive things electronically. But by the time that they were able, our programmers were, all they had to do was press a button and we were interfacing with the insurance department.
There you go with the easy button.
Yeah, that is a big accomplishment considering I'm surprised many states out there aren't still using smoke signals.
They're one step beyond that. Yeah. But they are making strides. They are really making.
There's one thing I've noticed, you know, it's funny as I've been in the insurance industry and as an agent, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know the answer if you don't know how to ask the question. As a startup agent, I was very much a control freak. I wanted to do everything myself. And that generally got into trouble until I realized that it was the successful agencies focused on what was important to their business. Then outsourced everything that was required, but not necessarily your forte in what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the same thing that we've done with a lot of things that we have with our company. You know, we have a great legal team behind us. We obviously outsource payroll, right? Like who does payroll in-house? Those things, even when we were very small, we wanted to have the big guns behind us. You know, we wanted to have a great legal firm that represented us, the best payroll service. Those are things that we didn't want to touch with. You know, we didn't want to mess around with those things.
Wanted to make sure we didn't mess with the government or anybody else, that we stayed in our lane, as they say. But I want to give you some examples of the problems that we solved and things that we have faced before. Here's a story. We once, and this happened numerous times after it happened to us the first time about 10 years ago. We walked in to visit some potential clients because they told us they had an issue. When we got there, the issue was that they had hired this person and who was doing what? Working up front, doing reception probably and some other, you know, greeting. Some other tasks. And they lumped regulatory compliance on them. And so what happened was that at some point, the person got sick and tired of it, or that one, I think that this one particular one was pregnant and went to have a baby and never returned. So all of these people in the agency, the owners, the managers were completely lost.
What they did was they saved everything that came in from the insurance departments. They were just putting it in a box.
In a box.
But when she would come back after 3 months, and at the end of 3 months, she decided, you know, I want to stay home. And all of a sudden, they had all of these months worth of letters and applications, and they were in just a mess. And that has happened numerous times.
What we call domino effects, where one of those letters is something nasty that says, if you don't do this right now, you're going to be in trouble. And then after that, you get in trouble. And then you don't get in trouble with one state, but you get in trouble with all 50 states. So you have to deal with the ramifications of all that coming up. Where we solve issues for people, and that was our goal from the beginning, was one-stop shop. So if as you grow, you can use different services. You can start with one, use many different services. If you go to different states, we can grow with you. You come and you just meet with our people who are experts in those states, those areas, and they'll tell you exactly how to proceed, which is a safe avenue for you to go through. What's the good street for you to take? And that's a free service that we offer to all our clients. They're able to query at any time. And I think for an agency owner, like you were saying you were at that point, that's just a wealth of knowledge that's so good for you to be able to tap into at any time and then not worry, oh, it's going to cost me more money. No, the actual service will cost you something, getting a license.
Getting reinstated.
Reinstated or something like that. But the ability to tap a team, that's one of the things that we really wanted to add. And I'll tell you what is really important for a lot of people. The idea that the individual left and then you're left holding the bag and you've got all these fines. The way that we work it with companies is you have a touch person that knows what we're doing and gives us the work, right? But that individual doesn't do all of that work. But to plug in, let's say that person leaves tomorrow, you can have another person plugged in the next day and our people will bring them up to speed and everything will continue as usual because our stuff is all on computers, on the cloud, and so forth. So you do not, as an agency owner, you don't lose a step.
And like you said, John, where people get hurt is because they don't know what they don't know, right?
Ooh, there's a lot not to know.
So we always take that attitude when a new client is coming in because of experience. We've been doing it for a while. So they might tell us, yeah, I'm great in all these 30 states, but we're going to double check. We're going to do a scrub against the databases with the insurance departments, with the Secretary of State, because so many times, you know, the contact person, the chief compliance officer might think that they are in good standing everywhere. And we come to find out that they're not. And that's really important for us to know when they're just entering our services. What do we need to clean up? How do we get these agencies back into good standing? You know, it happens. It happens.
As I expanded my agency from California to all 50 states, being ignorant of compliance issues, I assumed that, you know, all the state laws would be consistent and it would be similar paperwork. And boy, was that an educational experience.
Yeah.
And you go to the states and they say, oh, yes, we are uniform, except for this state specific requirement that our state has.
And they all have one or two of them. Yeah.
The states say, oh, yeah, we're reciprocal and we have the very similar requirements, except for this. And then they hand you a list that's longer than a roll of toilet paper.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, the states have come a long way in uniformity, you know, since we started. There's a lot of uniformity, but there's still so many pieces to it. You know, the annual returns at the Secretary of State, the Department of Revenue filings, all of those different things, as it's easier for us to operate in all across the U.S., well, there's filing requirements that are associated with that. Even simple things like address changes. Well, it's just not an address change at the insurance department. You're looking at the Department of Revenue, the Secretary of State, the surplus lines, stamping offices. All of those have to be done.
I was discussing this podcast with our peers, and they, you know, agents are under the assumption, well, if I make a mistake with the tax filings, that's not too bad. I can file an E&O claim. And it was like, hey, wait a minute. Are you aware that E&O and professional liability, that excludes any type of compliance or tax error?
Oh, wow. I've never even heard someone even think about saying that. Oh, that just makes me cringe.
And again, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So we have agencies that are pretty decent size that have grown from the 1-2 maybe mom and pop shop to all of a sudden they're writing several million dollars a month in premium, and they haven't reset their thinking from being a sales organization to being a true business.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And they don't understand the minefield that they're getting as they expand.
Yeah. You know, so one thing that we did, you know, of course, we went through the Great Recession. It hit us hard back in 2010. We saw a lot of agencies go out of business. Of course, there was a lot of acquisitions. And we had lots of clients that barely survived. And we lost a great portion of our income back then. And that made us start thinking about how can we serve our clients. You know, not every client is going to be able to partake of our fully comprehensive compliance service, right? And so we started thinking about it. How could we? And about 3 years ago, we really started diving deep into online courses. And we've designed a suite of online courses just so that folks that are either too small to use a service as robust as our services at ILSA, or they're too big, but they want to consistently train their staff. We have a suite of online courses, agency licensing, producer licensing, Secretary of State compliance, surplus lines tax filings. And so in a matter of probably less than a month, you can train your folks to know the terminology, know what NIPR is, know how to do a license check. And so I'm really excited that we finally finalized our courses, because I really feel that this is a way to just serve the industry so much more. That's one thing that we have coming out.
So I have a question for you. As I was reading through your website, there's a list of questions. Hey, what do you ask? And one, I couldn't even tie into the insurance industry, but it's something that me as an employer and an employee hold valuable. And you have a question that is great for agency owners. How do you ensure your employees treat each other with respect? How does that tie into compliance and insurance?
Well, And I'll definitely have Ted talk a lot on it, because he's our professional development guru. But the way that it ties into compliance is you want your folks to feel great, to have a great environment so that they can stay in the company for a long time. Because like I said at the top of this episode, this knowledge doesn't come overnight, right? So the value of our employees comes from the longevity of them being with ILSA. So I'll let Ted talk a little bit about how we.
At the foundation of ILSA is Well Done, which is a Ken Blanchard book. And when we started our business, we read his book and we decided that that would be at the core of ILSA. And that is how each employee treats one another, how the managers treat employees. It's so important. It's all about positive reinforcement. And it's the idea that if you're working with whales, of course, we're going to I want to avoid using the fact that they kill certain people.
Because it did happen.
But the reason was they were going crazy, not because of their treatment. It's because as they did more analysis on it, it was that the whales gone nuts because they're in this very small enclosed place, which might happen to anybody. So the idea of Ken Blanchard's book is that you treat everything as positively reinforced. The idea is that if you go to deal with a whale and you do something negative to that whale will snap you in half in a minute. And what agency owners or what company owners often don't realize is that a lot of that happens to the companies. They get stabbed from inside. They get hurt from inside because these guys are in there. You treat them bad, you mistreat them, and they come at you in different ways that you don't know about until later, whether when you get into legal trouble, whatever it is that happens, all of a sudden you find that at the back of it all was an employee who felt that they were mistreated, blah, blah, blah. So from the very beginning, our idea was, hey, let's treat everybody in such a positive manner. We don't want any yelling in the hallway. We don't want belittling. In fact, the idea of, hey, let's pick everybody up. Let's do whatever we can to create a team that just works to pick one another up. And we've had people come in, leave and have leave during the day, a week later, get a divorce and be back the following week and say, you know, this place makes me feel so good. I just love being here. And it gets me through all of that stuff that's happening out there. We have some amazing, amazing people working that really took all of that to heart. We did have even a few years ago, and other managers and employees didn't believe we would do this. But there was some stuff happening where one of the managers was not treating everybody right. Well, one of the employees happened to send us a little note on it. We got all that information and that person was gone within a week. And people were in shock that we were true to our word. And we said, no, we want our environment to be something so positive. Right now, there are clients that call us and say, don't take this individual away from me. We're giving this person another position, higher position. And they don't want them to leave because they love the person they work with so much, because these people have taken that Well Done to heart. They're service oriented. They have a real service identity. They really want to help other people on the other side. They make friends. I tell them, make friends all over the world. So one of the women was knitting a booty one day for a baby. And we were like, what are you up to? She goes, oh, one of my clients is having a baby. So I'm knitting this. You know, she was taking a month knitting this thing so she could send it to that client. That we didn't pay for that. We didn't ask her to do it. That's somebody who has such a heart for service and really has taken that well done concept to heart. So I think one of the things that's made a difference in our company. The other thing is when we were flailing, when the downturn happened in 2010 to us, I mean, our employees came to us and said, this is what we got to do to stay afloat. This is what we have to cut back to so that we can get to the next level. And they all proceeded to do that. And then we proceeded to cross train all of them in other areas, which made us stronger when we came out of that.
I think that is so important, creating that supportive internal work environment, because a lot of agents and agencies, when they go through the transition from being a mom and pop where you sell insurance and not worry about your business to all of a sudden being a business owner, you need to realize that you're creating a culture and an environment, and you need to determine what kind of culture or environment you want to create.
Right. Yes,
absolutely.
My thing was fun and eat a lot.
Oh my gosh.
First, tell them the story when we first started and you rejecting my
Yeah, well, we first proposal. Started the business, you know, and of course you're looking at every penny.
You're looking at mom and pop here, so.
And Ted says, well, I want to start our weekly meetings with blizzards from Dairy Queen. And I did the calculations. I was like, that's going to be like $14 or $15 a week. Are you kidding me? And he's like, no, we got to start it with fun.
They're worth it. And what won't get them up more than that sugar? We'll have really productive meetings because everybody will be hyped up. And so we started those blizzards.
Now we have beautiful massage chairs in our lobby and our employees take their breaks there. They look at this 500-gallon aquarium with fish, and that's how they take their breaks. But, you know, we always wanted our employees to have just a beautiful work environment, a place that they could feel proud of showing others, and I think we've achieved that because we've had people from the big companies come in from Chicago, New York, and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, and the whole idea was, again, just like you want your employees to think of the customers that you're going to have and serve them well because it's a reflection of you, you have got to do the same thing with your employees. So the same thing with when we were getting those fish tanks, Arlene said, dude, that's like $45,000 for the saltwater fish tank and the fish. And I was like, every day, these people are going to come here. Our employees are going to come here. They're going to lay down on these massage chairs in front of the tank, and they're just going to decompress. They're going to relax. So they're going to go and be more productive is what I was thinking. And that's exactly what happened. They loved being able to go down downstairs, take a 15-minute break in front of the fish tank. And as you know, when you're watching fish, you can have a very stressful day. But if you start watching those fish going and you're being massaged, your stress is gone. You can go back to work now and deal with more headaches if they're coming your way.
I bet dealing with compliance and state agencies can be a headache.
Oh, yeah. But it's also about building relationships. You know, a lot of our agencies, when they come to us, they're, you know, they have issues. And our folks, our team, what they do is they count on those relationships that they've built at the insurance departments to, you know, just call, pick up the phone and call someone that they know and say, look, this agency has these issues. You know, let's talk about the fines. Let's talk about the penalties. But going forward, they're going to have a compliance partner to make sure that they're in good shape.
We were able to save one company hundreds of thousands of dollars with that. And of course, we had to get attorneys all over the country for this yeah. particular job.
And I'll share with you a recent situation of a client that just came in. You know, of course, all of us have been facing COVID and just navigating through that. Well, in this particular case, the person that was supposed to be doing the surplus lines tax filings while working from home just didn't do them.
Sound familiar?
And, you know, when things got, you know, kind of, you know, everybody starting going back to work and just reviewing and auditing things, this agency realized that they had months and months and months, probably 8 to 10 months of work that hadn't been done. That's a terrible situation. And of course, we obviously know how to easily fix it and get them back to good standing. But those are the kinds of things that now that people are getting back into the office, that we're starting to discover that, you know, those issues are there and have to be cleaned up.
I've discovered some of those issues in my agency. And when I was meeting with my staff, it would be like the same question. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? Who's doing the compliance? I don't know. Who weren't you doing the compliance? You know, who was following up with the tax filings? Well, I thought you were following up with the tax filings.
Oh, and my gosh.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, who was doing what, because when I was going from a small agency with 3 or 4 producers, it was a true mental shift that I had to make between the insurance guy to the business owner and making sure that things got done. I know I went through it and I messed it all up, and it took me a little while to recuperate and learn from that. But do you see that that's common in the industry?
Oh, yes, it's very common. And we actually had the foresight at the beginning of the pandemic. We actually rolled out a tool for surplus lines brokers. Initially, we had developed this tool for our staff to make the work more efficient, speed up the work. And it's actually CAT is what we released in April of 2020. So like at the very beginning of the pandemic. We had had it in development for some time, for about 2 years, but we thought, holy cow, everyone now is working from home. They need additional resources. They don't have everything at their fingertips at the office. And so CAT is a surplus lines tax calculator tool, and it just provides all of the tax rates, all of the filing materials that they need, the affidavits, everything that you need to do your filings. And we've released that.
And it's up April. To date, because it's updated with our people using it on a regular basis. So you're basically tied into something we develop that gets it up to date information from what our people are putting in their computers, what's happening this week, you know, changes in the state, whatever. And you can go to any state and it'll calculate everything that you need. And they're still working on adding some more features to it. As time goes on.
When we did our press release back in April of 2020, there were regulators that reached out to us and said, we want to support this and push it out to the industry, because we know that they're not going to have, you know, the brokers aren't going to have everything that they need at their fingertips. So this is a great tool to be providing to the industry at this time. And so it's been well received. Like Ted said, we've done a lot of revisions to it, upgrades, and it's wonderful to be able to provide a great comprehensive service, but then to provide additional tools for those that can't use all of our services. I just love being in this situation.
How would our agencies access that?
They could go to our website, ilsainc.com, and they'll see information on CAT. We also have a YouTube channel, ilsainc. However you find it on YouTube, ilsainc. And there's promotional stuff on CAT there.
And is that ilsainc.com?
Yes, yes.
Oh, and by the way, for agents and agencies, and I'm not saying this is to sell anyone on anything. I'm just telling you, there is such a resource. Our people spend so much time, and we were the first in the industry doing this, capturing so much information from departments of insurance, the latest laws coming out, and we have it there. So you can do as much research as you want. You can go in there and get so much information on the different states, whatever you need. And if you have an issue, you just call the office and say, hey, I'm not finding this here. Can you give me some information on it? They will guide you to where you need to go.
Yeah, but just even that resource page. Yeah, you could just use our website for free. It has all of the states' links right there, not just the insurance departments, but the Secretary of State's. And so that's a really easy way to be able to find what you need.
Our people have been kind of trained to when people come and ask them questions, to answer and get them to where they need and get the, whatever issue they have fixed, even if it's free. And the reason for that is we feel, hey, these people are in the industry. They may be just beginning their business. They may grow the business and they'll remember you and they'll come back. So that's always been our motto. So, and it's worked for us many times. People just absolutely love the information that we put out, which is part of why we did the podcast. You know, we have all these years of experience. We know so many different people in the industry. We can tap into so many areas that with a phone call that this we felt would be an educational opportunity for agents and agencies in the industry. And we're not just doing the United States. I mean, we just got tapped to do another podcast on Kenya and what's going on in the insurance industry over there. So we get calls from all over the world. We've done Australia. We've certainly done a lot of Europe, Puerto Rico. So we're not just here in the U.S.
Yeah, I, for one, have enjoyed listening to your podcast. I'm going to plug for you. Website is spotoninsurance.com. And I would encourage all of our listeners to pay your podcast a listen. You guys are top-notch production, very informative. It really helps give the compliance mindset on what's going on in the industry. Because as we know, insurance companies or insurance departments of insurance are great at releasing a bulletin, but then maybe not send out that information out as much as you think. Or as an agent, if you're licensed in that state and you're not subscribed to their bulletins.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, it gets lost in the mail. Whereas we have a lot of people receiving it and
scouring.
Scouring, and they put it up.
Because that's our job.
I appreciate you on our podcast, and I appreciate you as people. I was on your podcast, and that's how we kind of met, and I really enjoyed the experience, and I can't recommend your services enough. You know, as a growing agency owner, for me, my challenge was, how do I keep in compliance? How do I do everything to keep my business legit while growing my agency? It's far more challenging than people who haven't been through it can understand. I mean, it's almost like hitting a brick wall. And the services that you offer, I think, could help a lot of our agents through that wall.
Yeah. And I mean, we're totally, you know, we totally understand those agencies that, you know, finance is a constraint. And so we talk through that, you know, we go through the budgeting, we'll do projects in phases. And we'll just design it out, like we could do these couple of states in the first 3 months and so forth. And, you know, obviously address the ones that are the hot markets first. And we also like to disclose, here's all of the costs that are going to be associated with getting into these states, because it's not just the license application. It's the other things that come along with it.
We're truly transparent when it comes to cost. And by the way, thank you so much for that vote of confidence on what we do. It does mean a lot to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to your story about flurries. As an agency owner, I would step over a dollar to try and save a dime and realize that in the long term, I just shot myself in the foot. Mm-hmm. That I was so worried about spending a dime that it cost me thousands of dollars. Yes. And that's something that I really would like our participating agencies to avoid. I mean, you need, there comes a time when you need to not just look at yourself as a salesperson, but as a business owner. And you need to use the tools that you have available to make that mental shift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We recently did, it'll come out after this, but we recently interviewed someone who's talking about 123 companies, which is outsourcing some of your work cheaply to the Philippines. So as an agent or an agency, there's certain little things that'll make you money that you can outsource and get done. So there are ways and there are ways. Like we're talking about our employees. My thought wasn't in terms of making money from them when I said we need to spend on their care, on making sure that they're happy, because I knew what the ramifications of that would be in the future. I just felt that that was the right thing to do. And I think that's the way you got to think about all of these things. In terms of spending that other dollar, there's a lot of resources out there that are free that you can get. And some of them will come with some money attached, but you can work through that. But there's a big amount of information. Like I was saying earlier, like at ILSA, if you go there, you don't need to go into the services. There's just so much information for agents and agencies in there that you can tap into that will help you, help guide you. And then when you do need it, when you can't afford it, then they're there for you.
Yeah. What advice do you think that our agents, especially those that are feeling overwhelmed as they're growing their business?
I would say on the side of compliance, just do an analysis of how much can your revenue increase if you are expanding into other states. When you do that analysis, a lot of times you'll find that getting into compliance and, you know, broadening your licenses is going to 10x your revenue. And that's what you want. The other thing is, like Ted said, use those free resources. Use our website. There's a lot of things that are answered there for you. Use the fact that we will have a consulting call with you for free. If you have an issue, if you're looking to expand into a new state, if you're looking to change your name, you can call our folks and have a call for free. You know, so those are free resources. And just continue to educate yourself. Listen to podcasts like ours, like yours. You know, just whenever you get a chance, read Insurance Journal, read Business Insurance. You'll find out what's going on in the industry. You know, even though we've established our business, have had it for 21 years, 24 years, we are constantly trying to improve our skills. And that's how it has helped us to just have this longevity and this stability in our industry for so many years.
Let me tackle that question with this. You're not alone. There's agency owners, and that's why you're doing this podcast. There are so many out there that are in the same boat, and that's the life of an entrepreneur. And the life of an entrepreneur, you're going to have all of these challenges that are going to come your way. And when you become successful, it's because you met these challenges. You were able to find the information. So I've got another source of information for you. There are insurance managers and insurance folks in different positions that have Facebook groups, and they find their peers through those groups, and they ask themselves the questions or they share their problems. Hey, this is an issue that I'm having. How did you deal with that? Check out and see if you can find some of those in LinkedIn. There may be some.
And I believe there's one that you have, which is Insurance Huddle.
Yep. The Insurance Huddle. It's a Facebook group that we're creating as a neutral ground. We've noticed that many of the groups that are out there, they're always trying to push their products that aren't necessarily aligned with what we need or that would be helpful. So we're trying to create a safe space on the net.
Yeah, you create one that says, don't push any products here. None of these, don't bring no politics. All we're going to do is deal with these issues. And that really works. That's very helpful right there.
As we're winding down here, what are some of the upcoming projects that you're working on?
We're, of course, super excited about releasing our suite of compliance courses. It's been a long time in the making, but we're not ones to quickly release things. We like, by the time that we release something, that it's a really good product. And this product has been years in the making, but we're just so excited. It's very interactive. It's a lot of fun. So it's crazy because we have marketing people that design the courses, right? Like our marketing team here in Puerto Rico, along with our marketing team in Texas, designed the courses, and they got to say, wow, these are so interactive and so much fun that we can actually learn from it. So when you have a marketing person say, I enjoyed a surplus lines tax filing course, that says a lot.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for appearing on our podcast and helping us grow our agencies. And the information that you've given us has been invaluable. How would you like people to contact you?
The best way is through LinkedIn. Ted and I are on LinkedIn every single day. We have over 40,000 insurance professionals, but we're on it all the time. Like, you know, people will reach out if they're looking for a new position or they have a licensing question, whatever, but we're on there every day. So that's the easiest way.
Thank you. We appreciate you and your information.
Thank you for having us, John. Thank you so much.
I hope that really was helpful and brought a lot of good information to the folks out there. What you're doing with the huddle, man, it's really good. That's just such a great resource for people to be able to come together and share those headaches. And I know that there have been others before, like you said, but this one sounds like a real winner.
If you take out all the
salesmanship out of it and just deal with the issues at hand.
Thank you. We are only as good as the guests are. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, be sure to check out our Facebook page and Medium blog, linked in the description box down below, for more great resources. This podcast has been brought to you by CoverWallet for Agents, the easiest way for insurance agents to quote, bind, and service their small business clients. All online and in minutes. Check us out at CoverWalletForAgents.com.